This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever thought about what America would look like if you applied the rules of the left? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Jot this number down, 844-551-8255. We'd love to hear from you. What would America look like if you applied the rules of the left? I'm saying in any circumstance, illegal immigration just becomes legal. What would America look like? Would Mexicans flood over like crazy? Would other countries? I'm telling you, you wouldn't even want to live in the world that this is. People want to come here so badly that they would edge you out. Then you didn't have, you could vote. They'd give you a driver's license. They'd say, go get a job. And they'd say, vote. What would wages go to if that occurred? Then think about the rules of gender and the rules of race and religion or whatever, where they disregard certain religions but hold some over others. If you're a Christian, they want to, you know, tar and feather you or hang you from a cross. But if you're a Muslim, they roll out the red carpet. What about race? You can be any race you want to be. Could you keep statistics if you live by the rules of the left? I would love to have them defend, Kevin, there's a certain amount of black crime. No, there isn't. There's no black crime. All the black people have declared to be white. Look at all these white people committing all these crimes. What about gender? You can be whatever gender you want to be and demand that people call you by some new pronoun. And if they don't, then you go to jail. If you don't believe in climate change and you say that, you could be jailed. You would be jailed. Using their rules, we would be paying for air, be taxed beyond belief, and your utility bills and all the fossil fuel stuff would be through the roof. I'm just saying, pick anything that these clowns believe in and go live by it. You get stopped by a cop. They can't ask you, are you a citizen? But they say, I need to see some ID. So you hand them an ID, and you got a warrant out. It's Kevin Jackson, right? He goes back, Kevin Jackson's got a warrant out. He comes back to the car. He says, Kevin Jackson, you got a warrant. And I say, I beg your pardon. Don't call me Kevin. My name is Barbara. And despite what that license says, that I am a black man, and I don't care what that picture looks like, my name is Barbara, and I'm a white woman. So I don't know who you're looking for, Mr. Copper, but you're not looking for me. There is no warrant out for Barbara. Go look it up. Go look up Barbara Jackson. Yeah, that's the world you live in. Hey, you know what? The virtue of you would be extolled in liberalism if you don't take care of your kids. If you want to be on welfare, they would argue, Kev, Barbara, take Barbara off of welfare. Barbara needs to have her sex change operation paid for. Thank y'all. I'm just saying, they would encourage me to be on welfare. If somebody said, Kevin Jackson needs to go back to work, he's been on welfare, he's a capable young man, but whatever. No sirree, Bob. Don't you try to get Kevin off that welfare system? Who are you to try to get Kevin off that welfare system? And I could go on. Oh, they would want to pay for my JUCO. Kevin, you want to go to junior college? We'll pay for it. I go to junior college to learn how to strip. That would be it. Fix lawnmowers and become a stripper in my new transsexual identity. You know, have a fallback plan as a dude just in case the chick thing doesn't work out, right? Kevin fixes lawnmowers by day, but Barbara strips at night. Or by day, depending on the, if it's the weekend, maybe, who knows? Just go. I'm asking you, go live life by the rules of the left. If you are the most incompetent president in the world, they will extol your virtues. They will say he was amazing. He lost 1,080 Democratic seats, but, you know, we love him. But if you're a competent president and you're a white Republican, well, look at you, Mr. Colluding with the Russians. Yeah, look at you. Ha, 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 Mr. White President, Republican billionaire. You lost $1 billion as president. Yeah, yeah, ha, 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 ha. Thought that was kind of how it was set up, that you would sacrifice to be president. That way you wouldn't want to do it very long, and you'd want to go back to your fields or go back to your business, your locksmithing business or your, you know, whatever, blacksmithing business, horseshoeing business, shoemaking business, farmer, rancher, haberdasher. But no, they ridicule the president who loses $1 billion as president, gives away his salary, and they praise to high heaven the president who has benefited, who has left the presidency and gotten filthy, stinking rich. Go live life as a leftist. If you are a filthy, stinking rich Democrat, you can throw lavish parties, donate nothing to charity. My presence is my charity. And you can be looked at as the most magnanimous person in the world. But if you are a Republican and you actually give away money, you actually raise money for the police, the firefighters, or the fallen military personnel around the world, you are looked at as a greedy, money-grubbing piece of crap. Go live life as a leftist. Show me where it works. Show me where it makes any rational sense. These are the guys that break every rule. They break these rules for their kids, their grandkids. They will break these rules for themselves, whether it's getting you into the best schools, insider trading, arranging for jobs, arranging for political contribution, you name it. They will break every rule on the planet and try to come after you with a technicality on anything. What? You didn't mention a conversation you had 14 years ago when you were at a dinner with a Russian ambassador? Well, there were 50 people of us in the room with the same ambassador. That doesn't matter, Mr. Sessions. You should have remembered. That's how they behave. That's how they work. That's how they roll. Go live life as a leftist. And then get back with me and explain to me how well it works out for you and anybody around you. How much sense does it make in the rational world? And you'll come to the conclusion that I've come to, that leftists are the most, they're idiots is what they are. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about Peter Strzok. I want to talk about optimism in America these days.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you think Peter Strzok should still be with the FBI at this point?
I don't know. I imagine that the Office of Professional Responsibility will have to make that decision. Certainly these text messages are very troubling. The fact they were on a work email, the fact that they were commingled with emails discussing business, all that's problematic. Again, you know, the IG concluded that none of this affected decision making, but nonetheless, that was completely inappropriate.
Guess who's being thrown to the wolves? That's right, Peter Strzok. He's the, thrown to the wolves. McCabe, Strzok, all these, they are in trouble. We've talked about it before. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. But he got walked out last week. And I got to tell you, it's shocking to me that Peter Strzok hadn't been walked out weeks before, months before. I don't know when, but how about when we got the text of what he was doing? You know, like he and Lisa Page were texting. You would think both of these people would be gone. Now, I've talked about it before. I said they leave them there, and so they get to clean up their messes. I mean, I can only imagine Peter Strzok going, oh, crap, man, they got all those text messages. What have I said? What have I done? Then he's going to meet with people to say, okay, look, you know, How can I get rid of this? How could I possibly do that? He's over personnel that's being hired coming in. I don't know exactly what the positions were, what he was doing, but I'm saying you're going to leave a cancer in the body is what you're doing. You're saying, you know, we're going to go from skin cancer and we're just going to move it to the pancreas. Who does this? The dude got caught. He and Lisa Page got caught with they were incriminated beyond up to their necks. And the FBI doesn't fire him? Director Ray? Rosenstein? Why didn't they demand that these people be put on administrative leave, even if it was paid, which, you know, it would be stupid to do. But, of course, we're talking about the federal government here. So, yeah, how about let them take a vacation and give them a bonus? You would think they would say immediately, look, you got to go. What was even worse, they kick them off of Mueller's investigation. Most of these people we're talking about were on the Mueller investigation. I tweeted the other day, I don't know how many FBI agents there are. I'm presuming there are thousands of FBI agents. So if there are thousands of FBI agents, how is it that of the 13 or so that people that work on Mueller's investigation, he seems to find all the ones that love Hillary Clinton and hate Donald Trump? Is there nobody in the FBI that liked Trump or that had no political bias in their record? They didn't donate to Hillary, didn't donate to Trump, didn't have any controversy. You would think the people that are supposed to be vetting other people for different, like, Secret Service backgrounds and things like this, and I'm going to get to that in just a second, but you would think they could vet themselves.
Okay, we've got 2,000 applicants to work on an investigation. Who do we want?
Has anybody here donated to Hillary? Yeah, I have. Okay, all you guys come over here because you're going to be on the team. Anybody hate Trump? Yeah, I do. Okay, you guys are going to come be on the team. All right, you two go. Oh, man, I don't get it. Ask yourself this. The FBI agency that wants to make itself above and beyond reproach, run by crooked James Comey and the crooked Obama administration, are the very people who determine who gets security clearances. They vet everybody in the system. So I want you to imagine an anti-Trump FBI, pro-Hillary FBI, who has to vet judges, senators, Congress, you know, whatever, the staffers and all that. What do you think they're doing? Right, and think of all the things at the disposal of the FBI. They come looking into the life of Kevin Jackson and they find out, staunch conservative. Okay, let's go find some dirty. Let's make sure that he can never make it into his appointment. So if Trump appoints a judge, the judge could be amazing guy. But they're going to go find whatever dirt they can to dissuade this judge or this attorney or this so-and-so from being able to accept the position. And despite all this, Donald Trump is still managing to get his, try to get his judge appointments, his staff built, etc. But take away this FBI that we know it to be. How do you think things would go for Trump in getting his people approved? Because let me tell you, this FBI is whispering in the ear of Chuck Schumer going, okay, Trump wants to get this judge approved. But we know that this judge, you know, had an affair. Or he did such and such. And that's going to keep this judge. So Schumer, then they send out their attack dogs and say, well, judge, you know, if you want to have, you know, this appointment, just understand we're going to, you know, let people know you had this affair. You did this or that. That's how they do it. It's dirty, dirty tricks, man. Blood sport in Washington, D.C. Peer struck. Shocks the senses of most Americans to understand why this guy wasn't walked out of the FBI the minute we started reading those texts. Continued his job at the FBI, tantamount to leaving an accountant who was caught embezzling in charge of the accounting department. Now, what could the FBI possibly say to this? Because even the biggest moron on the planet, you know, choose any Democrat you want, would know to put this guy on administrative leave. But we get this report. FBI counterintelligence agent Peter Strzok was escorted from the building amid an internal review of his conduct. This is, I'm sitting here asking myself, where could you be at a company where you have done something like that? Make the equivalent of it at a GM or at ExxonMobil, where they would leave you in your position. I covered the global 1,000 companies, Fortune 500, specifically Fortune 100. 71 of the Fortune 100 companies were clients of the company that I worked for, and many of them were my clients. And I can't think of a one that a Peter Strzok would be able to stay in his job after what he did. Central role in the FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of private email server while she was Secretary of State. Central figure in all of the things that have come since that. And he's in his role in the FBI. Here's what somebody said about this. Peter steadfastly played by the rules and respected the process, and yet he continues to be the target of unfounded personal attacks, political games, and inappropriate information leaks. This is what his attorney said. Peter Strzok is a lying sack of excrement. And then he goes on to say this, despite being put through a highly questionable process, Peter has complied with every FBI procedure, including being escorted from the building as part of its ongoing internal proceedings. And they claim he wants to testify. Well, we want to hear him. I think I speak for many of you. But I'm glad, finally, we get justice. How long would you have lasted in a real-world scenario having done what he did?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has called for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweeted, "The border wall would solve the issue once and for all." Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says we must secure our borders.
We're going to continue to prosecute those adults who enter here illegally. We are going to do everything in our power, however, to avoid separating families.
Thousands of families are still waiting to be reunited. A lot of the parents are claiming ICE officials are not telling them where their children are. Communication with parents and other agencies have been a major issue in complying with the president's executive order to reunite the families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Sad degeneration.
You're painting the entire Republican Party with this?
I'm saying that Republican members of Congress, who will not call out the president for demonstrable falsehoods on a daily basis and often trumpet them,
Mark Sanford
become
did.
The party of lies.
He's going to be on here later. Mark Sanford did and he lost.
Well, this is the problem because the GOP in Congress has become craven enough that they will do anything to maintain the majority, even be complicit with a president who ignores and tears down the rule of law, who repeats falsehood after falsehood. They cannot maintain their integrity as a party if they follow this president.
How telling was that? That was Adam Schiff being interviewed by Chuck Todd, and he's asked about Donald Trump's border policy. And he says, oh, they'll do anything to maintain the majority. Well, as we know, Chuck Schumer, I played a clip from him, he says the overwhelming majority of Americans want comprehensive immigration reform that does not allow for illegals to just traipse across our border. So there's that. He's right. We want to maintain the majority because we want to maintain it with the rule of law. And I love how, I don't know if you guys noticed this. By the way, welcome. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is how you reach us. And you can call the show at 844-551-8255. But he says falsehood after falsehood. He goes on TV, falsehood after falsehood. You want to know why he used that word? You guys know? Let me tell you why he used that word. Because people no longer believe that Trump is a liar. He should say, it would have been easy to say lie after lie. Falsehood after falsehood is a lot bigger mouthful. Y'all say, okay, lie after lie. Falsehood after falsehood. Okay, I was playing around with it, but you know what I'm saying. Lie after lie, Donald Trump goes on TV, blah, blah, blah. That he could easily say that, but he said falsehood after falsehood. Oh, I know, you're going, Kevin, you're parsing words, you're making a big deal. Believe me, folks, what he's saying to you is nobody is believing the lies. So they're softening the language to see, will you accept that he is spreading falsehoods? Doesn't seem big, but in political speak, it's a big deal. They have been calling Trump a liar for the better part of a year and a half. He goes on TV, he lies, he's a liar, lie, 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 lie. And what's going on? Trump just keeps making the lies become truths. He's going, oh, no, no, the liars are you. I'm going to do border, comprehensive border reform. I'm willing to look at DACA. You're not. I'm going to do my tax cuts. I'm going to go look at North Korea and sit down with Kim Jong-un. I'm going to turn this economy around. I'm going to lower the tax base and give us incentives and bring manufacturing back, blah, blah, blah. So it's falsehood after falsehood. It'll be Armageddon if this happens. Oh, wait, the economy's improving? It'll be Armageddon if this happens. Oh, wait, we're getting along better? Optimism is up, blah, blah, blah. Well,
I wonder who the liars are. So now Schiff says, oh, well, he's on TV talking falsehood after falsehood. They're having to soften their language. That's the big deal. And then I love this part. They can't maintain integrity, the Republicans he's talking about, if they follow Trump. Yeah. See, they can't maintain integrity. Think about it. So they've had integrity. That now he's telling you they have integrity, but they can't maintain it. He can't even, for Schiff to even give you the idea that they have integrity tells you how defensive they are. They cannot maintain their integrity. The integrity of what? The Republican Party has integrity? Do you think Paul Ryan supported Donald Trump? Mitch McConnell were supporters of Trump? They were never Trumpers, anti-Trumpers in many cases. You think Bill Kristol and his crew? What integrity is he talking about? The only integrity that's come to the Republican Party has been brought by Donald Trump. And you, we people who voted for him, that's the integrity. But what does he do? He has to scare you. You could lose your integrity. You could become a person of low moral character if you continue to follow Donald Trump. You think anybody's going to be scared about it? You think the people who didn't experience Armageddon and got that tax cut, got that rebate from their company, got that increase in their pay, have the ability now to move around from jobs, watch the wages grow, are looking at Trump's immigration policy and saying, you know what, that's the true common sense immigration policy, are looking at Donald Trump and how he's dealing with world affairs and handling issues of trade and saying, you know what, this is a big deal. By the way, while we're on the subject real quickly of trade, have you heard anything about trade in the past week? How bad it's been? How Trump we're in a trade war with China? No. You want to know why? Because it's under control. Before all this so-called news broke that we're dealing with on immigration, the big issue was trade. We're going to be in a trade war. It would be devastating to us. And China had reciprocated in a $50 billion trade thing saying, we aren't going to do this, we aren't going to do that. And Trump said, fine, ours kicks in on these products of yours. And China says, these are kicking in on yours. And Trump says, great, I'll be back with you when we get more because you have a $375 billion trade deficit. You don't have enough bullets in your gun. We'll be back. Has the media said any word about it? The answer is no, because there's nothing to say. It's under control. Do you want to talk about falsehood after falsehood? Oh, I know. It's soft language, folks. It's something most people wouldn't even pick up on. Schiff has out and out called Donald Trump a liar. He lies. He lies. Go back and look at any media thing about Trump lying. Go Google it. Trump lied. Trump told a series of lies. We fact-checked Trump lies. And now Schiff says it's falsehoods. And you can't maintain your integrity if you follow Trump. Really? Oh, you're going to test our sensibilities? Well, I want to be a person of integrity. How could I possibly follow Trump? I don't want to lose my integrity in the eyes of Adam Schiff or the Democrats, said no Republican ever. The people with the least amount of integrity want to test yours. Adam Schiff wants you to believe that following Trump will impugn your integrity, but him going his direction doesn't. Where's Adam Schiff on the Russia investigation? This is the most vocal dude on the planet. Where is he? While we're on the subject, where is the Russian investigation? Anybody? Last time I remember, let's see, we left off at Viva la Resistance. So Viva la Resistance tells everybody that the FBI agent working on the Mueller case, who said after Trump got elected, long live the resistance, that probably put a little bit of a wrinkle in the Mueller case. I'm just saying. So I really want to know what these guys, what's left for them. They want to impugn our integrity. They say all we want to do is maintain the majority. I will tell you, most Americans, I don't care
whether you have a Republican or a Democrat after your name. But you do know what I care about, that you will vote in the best interest of this country. And if you did that, we wouldn't have to care about your R or your D. The only thing that the R and the D is supposed to separate is us on social issues. And I'll be blunt, it separates nothing. The conservatives are the most, I'm going to use this word, liberal when it comes to these so-called social issues of anybody you'll meet. We don't care about your religion. We don't care about your sexuality. We don't care about your peccadilloes and, you know, any of the things that you want to indulge in. You want to smoke dope. You want to use dope. We don't really care. But where we do care is when it impacts us. Can you drive a taxi and be a dope smoker? Probably not. Could you operate heavy machinery and be on heroin? Probably not. I don't care if you do heroin, but I do care if you're a truck driver doing heroin. You understand what I'm telling you? That we are socially liberal and you do what you want to do, but we are socially conservative when it comes to is what you're going to do impacting me, impacting my kids. Do you want to know that your teacher, the person teaching your kids, is into child pornography? I'm not going to lie to you. I would be mad at you to be into child pornography anyway. But I'm saying I'll just say pornography. That makes it simple. I don't care what you do in your private life. But if you want to come to school and then want to teach my children about how to, you know, put a condom on a banana in the second grade, now I got a problem. But I don't care what you do. You could be into porn. I know friends that have watched porn, into porn. But okay, fine. I'm not. I mean, not in that classic sense. I mean, I'm into porn if you're, you know, going to get jiggy with it with your mate or whatever. But that's a different thing, right? Anyway, maintaining integrity. Let me tell you, you have the most integrity of any American citizen. If you're listening to this program, you are of high integrity. It doesn't mean you're not fallible, that but you're redeemable and God loves you regardless. But you are certainly full of character and integrity. And I'm just laughing at the idea of Schiff trying to convince us that we're the people of low moral character. Right.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got to give my producers some credit here. These guys found a clip of a Mexican comedian who was asked about illegal immigration. And it was very eye-opening. And I want to play this for you because I promise you, this is one of these little statistics that will bring a lot to light for you that he's going to share. And it's akin to the cultural difference between Muslims and Americans. You know, we don't like to honor kill in America. We don't beat up a woman because she won't deliver boys, you know, from a cultural standpoint. We don't stone women for adultery. And I could go on. It's a cultural divide. And there's a cultural divide that exists in Mexico that people don't talk about. Forget the fact that if you've ever been, look, I had offices in Mexico. I had offices in Monterrey, Mexico City, and Guadalajara. I can tell you, I know what's going on in Mexico. I know the poverty. I know the culture. Trust me. I know a lot about Mexico. And it is very different from America. It is culturally light years different. Now, if you stay in the La Zona Rosa, for example, in the Mexico City, you'd think you're in Manhattan for the most part. It's beautiful hotels and, you know, fancy cars and diplomats and what have you. But you go outside of that and you will get a dose of Mexico, man. It'll go, get me out of this place. So in these, you know, the centers of excellence that exist, by the way, in almost any city you go to in the world, outside of that, you get to see the real culture. Inside of that, it all looks the same. You wouldn't know whether you were in Britain or Zimbabwe, you know, it wouldn't matter. Inside of that cocoon where the filthy rich get to hang out, and it doesn't take much to be considered filthy rich in Mexico. Stay at Hotel Nico, you know, which is a Japanese-owned place that, you know, it's a fairly expensive joint. And, man, let me tell you, you get treated like a god. There's not a whole lot of difference between you and Donald Trump because your money goes far. There's not much more anybody can do to separate oneself because you have such a disparity in poverty that even your money is like, whoa, check out Kevin Jackson bringing his $100 bill. Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, I got another one, too. Yeah, I got brought two. No, it ain't that cheap. But you get what I'm saying. But you go outside of that and you see the culture of anywhere you go. Now, I happen to love the culture of Mexico. Just like I love the culture of many of the countries in Africa I went to. The people are amazing. But culturally, they're very different. So anyway, I want to play this clip and then we can discuss it and go into a little bit more of some of the stuff that's happening in immigration in America based on what this guy says. So check this dude out.
In Los Angeles, it's not people with Democratic views. California has voted Democrat in the presidential election since 1992. And sometimes, this city can be a bit of an echo chamber. But I've come to meet a fellow Latino stand-up comedian who has some quite surprising views when it comes to immigration.
We do have to be honest. I mean, there's a lot of crime committed by Hispanics in America. I don't like saying that out loud, but it's a hard truth that we do need to acknowledge. The United States Sentencing Commission, which keeps stats of all federal crime and who's sentenced, they actually did a study to where about 52% of all federal crime is committed by Hispanic Americans, which bothers me a lot. I mean, we're 18% of the population. We're committing 50% of federal crime. That's a big problem. So, there is merit to that. Now, pretending like it doesn't exist and be like, hey, they're all hardworking and they want to do good. Yeah, I'm sure some, but there's a lot that aren't doing that. And we need to change that within our own culture. Like, I'm demanding, when I say this, other Hispanics get upset. But I'm like, we have to acknowledge this. We have to be honest. We have to be honest because that's the only way we can fix the problem, mm-hmm. You know?
Trump's constantly just talking about building the wall. You don't think it's a slap in the face to Latinos that he's building a wall on that border but not the Canadian border?
Well, I mean, you have to address where the problem's coming from. I mean, look, if we had a giant influx of illegal Canadians coming in here, spreading their bad music and stuff, like, yeah, we should build a wall. But it's not. It's really coming in from Mexico. And the problem is because, again, Canada has a social safety net for their people, yes or no? They do. Mexico doesn't. Mexico's social safety net is United States.
You don't think Trump himself has put a target on Mexicans that are in this country by calling them these statements like rapists and criminals and drug dealers?
Well, let's address the worst one, I think, which is, I think we can all agree. I mean, you have to be a complete idiot or lie to yourself to think that drugs don't come from Mexico into the United States. I mean, we can go back to custom seizures and, you know, we can just look at all the data. You know, most of our heroin, most of our crystal meth, most of our marijuana, you know, all legal drugs come in from Mexico. All right. So he's not lying when he says that. They are bringing drugs. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. Right. The biggest one that really offended people was the rapist comment, right? Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing that a lot of Mexicans aren't going to say, that what I'm about to say. Mexico has a huge problem with underage sex. I don't know if people know this, and this is one thing that a lot of people are like, hey, don't air this dirty laundry because it sounds really gross, but it's a fact. Mexico's sexual age of consent is 12 years old. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Does that shock you?
It does.
You have kids.
It's gross.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is Mexican law, right? Now, this is a huge problem because it does set something in the culture. We look at 18 years old in the United States as like, dude, anything below that, you are a complete pervert. You should be ostracized from society. You should be thrown into prison, which we do. That doesn't happen in Mexico. The age of consent is 12. In some states, the age of consent is when the girl hits puberty. I mean, some women hit puberty when they're 10 years old. I mean, this is a real problem in the culture that people don't want to talk about. I feel like if you're looking to be offended, you're going to find whatever you want to be offensive. That's why I like debating this topic of immigration with, like, white liberals, because when they throw, like, that racist bullet, it, like, my brown skin, like, it just bounces off me like Superman, like, you're a racist, boom, and they're like, oh, what do I do now? You know what I mean? Like, so then now we have to talk about it.
How eye-opening was that? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. First of all, I would venture to tell you most people don't know the stats on crimes for Latinos. And what's interesting about those stats for Latinos is a big factor of those 52%, excuse me, of all federal crime being committed by 18% of the population, being the Latino population, a bunch of that is from illegals. I don't know how they break that out. Maybe the FBI does, maybe they don't. But you can bet a bunch of that comes from illegals. So that being the case, you have to ask yourself, you know, if you know what that percentage is, I'm sure it's available, but you can bet the left is not going to tell you. Because even knowing that stat, and this is a Mexican guy saying, look, these are the numbers. I didn't make these up. Now, what's funny about that, it's almost 50% of all violent crime in America is committed by mostly black teen men. And so it's a 3% of the population is committing 50% of the crime in the black community. And there's a small percentage of that 18% in the Hispanic community that's committing most of the crime. So both minority groups suffer the same fate. And I can tell you why. Because they follow democratic principle. Don't racially profile, ignore gang violence, let them fight it out, etc. And all this carnage that's happening in the country, by two groups, blacks and Hispanics, the left want to ignore. And this guy's going, I'm not ignoring it. And he says, just like I say in the black culture, there's got to be a change within the Latino culture. And then the guy asks him, well, is this wall offensive? He says, why would it be offensive? If Canada were coming over and doing what they were doing to the United States, they would build a wall to the north. He's 100% right. And then he talked about Canadians, the Canadian safety net. They have a social safety net. Mexico doesn't. And he then says something really profound, that Mexico's safety net is the United States. Then the next stat, the age of consent for sex in Mexico, 12 years old. So you get these guys that come over here, they don't know who's telling them, look, a 13-year-old girl, she may look buxom and whatever else, but she's not at the age of consent. In his country, it is. There's that cultural divide. And the left don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the cultural divide of how do you take care of one's property, how do you take care of oneself, etc. Americans behave differently. Go to Britain, they don't care about their teeth. Americans do. Go to France, they don't care about underarm deodorant. That ain't a lie. I live there. You know, there's a cultural divide. And sometimes you got to tell people, look, that's not acceptable here. That's not the way we do things. This guy's telling you the truth. You know? The question is, are people willing to listen?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.